Chinese President Xi Jinping has declared a complete victory in the country's fight against poverty.
Over the past 8 years, the final 99 million impoverished rural residents living under the current poverty line have all been lifted out of poverty. All 832 impoverished counties and 128,000 impoverished villages have been removed from the poverty list.
The Chinese president says the country has created a China example of poverty reduction and made great contributions to global poverty alleviation. China has met the poverty eradication target set in the United Nations 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development 10 years ahead of schedule. President Xi also presented medals, certificates and plaques to role models in China's poverty alleviation effort at a gathering in Beijing on Thursday. The average annual sales revenue of businesses in China's impoverished counties posted double-digit growth in the last 5 years. Impoverished counties in northeast China enjoy the highest annual growth rate over the past 2 years, coming in at over 13% in 2019 and nearly 30% last year. Customs data shows that China's overall tax rate on imported goods hit an all-time low during the 13th five-year plan period, a result of the country's move to reduce value-added tax and tariffs. In the last 5 years, the rate dropped from nearly 22% to less than 16%, marking a decline of over 27%. Meanwhile, the total amount of customs duties and taxes on imported goods saw an 8.7% growth to 9 trillion yuan, roughly 1.4 trillion US dollars, indicating a substantial increase in imports. China saw 256 million domestic tourist trips during the week-long Spring Festival holiday that ended on February the 17th, up nearly 16% year-on-year. The figure has recovered to 75% of pre-pandemic levels. The total domestic tourism revenue exceeded 300 billion yuan, roughly 47 billion US dollars, up 8.2% from a year earlier and equal to 59% of pre-COVID-19 levels. India and Pakistan have jointly announced ceasefire along their disputed border in Kashmir starting Thursday. They also agreed to utilize existing mechanisms, including a hotline, to resolve tensions and misunderstandings. The two sides both lay claim to the mountainous region but control only parts of it. Clashes and cross-border shelling along the line of control in recent months reportedly killed multiple civilians. Australia has passed a world-first law forcing Google and Facebook to pay for news content used on their platforms. Under the news code, the government will intervene if commercial negotiations between the tech giants and local news outlets fail. The legislation had been fiercely opposed by the two US firms. Last week, Facebook blocked all news content to Australians over the road, but reversed its decision this week after negotiations with the government. The code passed on Thursday includes amendments which make it possible for Facebook and Google not to be subject to the code. The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee says they could suspend the upcoming torch relay should big gatherings raise coronavirus infection risks. The toned-down torch relay, which will begin on March the 25th and travel through Japan, will be broadcast live to avoid gatherings on streets. For torch relay ceremonies, eating and drinking are banned, but drinking water will be allowed to avoid the risk of heat stroke. Leighton Hewitt has been inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame class of 2021. The Australian won Grand Slam singles titles at the US Open in 2001 and Wimbledon in 2002, becoming the youngest ever player to be ranked number one in the ATP rankings.